It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Do you give your mom an orgasm?
Oh,
that moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
This one person said they found liquor bottles hidden in liquor balls.
This is Marconi Award-winning.
Lands in Greenville, Texas, like 8 minutes later because smoke filled the cock...
Don't stop there.
Once again, that is a two-syllable word. It's cockpit. What?
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week.
That's not what you said.
I know. I said smoke.
Don't stop there.
It's. I'm sorry.
How would smoke fill one of those?
I don't know.
On the little tick.
Well, how many times we had to say, I'm sorry, over the years. Yeah, the e-brake is brought to us by Advanced Hair Restoration. We're going to give you three candidates. You get the vote on them at 888-787-1310 as we do a very special Friday show from Choctaw Casino in Durant, Oklahoma. Candidate number one is a guy by the name of Bob Sturm. Now, he has really had a 2026. He's played really hard. He's had a lot of candidates, and he's had a lot of misspeaks, including this one when they were talking Diamond Talk on Why Today Doesn't Suck. And I've heard Diamond Talk called different things through the years. I've never really heard it called this before.
Like, we usually don't like the Zombie Runner, but in that situation, pro.
Just start with the bases loaded.
Yeah.
Like, Connor, you can take Diamond Talk tonight. Yeah.
Would there be a time where you would quit? Like, in the 18th inning, are you just giving up?
Would you go home? You kind of would have to.
No, you have to.
What do you mean
point?
You can't?
Yeah.
Well, you got to be standing by.
Players, I would assume.
Because in this case, the game wouldn't have been over till 2:15.
Oh, you're saying, okay.
No, we're taking
calls. I thought you were asking, would these guys bail before Diamond Talk started?
Diamond Talk?
Yes. Oh, D.
I thought
you were trying to insult us.
I did not say what you suggested I was about to say, although.
At least you're a diamond one.
Yeah. It's a different time.
It's shiny.
The best of the best.
Baseball.
Stop it.
Yeah, I think he did call it that. Something that we should definitely not say, and Bob shouldn't either, because he's trying to talk about Diamond Talk. Man, we can all misspeak, but does anyone get hammered more than Bob when something happens like that? Especially on Why Today Doesn't Suck. Poor
Did
Bob.
You try to focus a little bit?
I don't know. When Johnny Ebrake misspeaks, he gets hammered.
Yeah, that's true.
Pretty hard on that show.
He takes it in shorts, too. All right, there is Bob as candidate number one. And Bob is part of this candidate number two. It's the entire hardline. We've had, over the years on this station, a lot of dumb conversations. This apparently goes on for more than 3 minutes. We're going to hear just shy of 2 minutes of it. And what will be known, I guess, as the Milli Vanilli suicide controversy.
Mm. So literally now we are 38 years down the road and he's never sang one of these songs live?
Yeah. Hopefully he remembers the words.
Think about how long that is.
Did you say Rob jumped off a building?
Is that what happened? I know Rob's dead.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he had like a accidental overdose.
Dude, he committed suicide. 100%. It's in the documentary. Now, I may have got the building thing wrong, but he killed himself.
I believe the death was ruled accidental,
okay.
Corby.
Accidental overdose.
Not a chance.
Alcohol and prescription pills. While he was in rehab in Germany.
So, jumping off a building. In your investigation, you found proof of suicide.
Shamed into suicide.
Now, did you share these findings with the cops, Sherlock?
I don't know what the defense of Milli Vanilli suicide suddenly is 40 years down the road.
I was curious about the jumping off the building thing.
I love that band so much.
Maybe my radio hero lied to me.
Maybe according to Corby, he overdosed and then fell off the top of a building.
There you go. And I say he jumped.
When he was falling unconscious.
The rehab center was at the 100th floor of a skyscraper.
There you go.
No, he's making that up. And
just like Corby makes everything up.
Man,
I can't believe you, Corby, about Milli Vanilli suicide methods.
Milli Vanilli, what are we arguing about? Who effing cares?
This show's
idiots. I work with idiots.
We didn't make stuff up.
I didn't make it up either. I thought he did.
Well, you thought he did. And you made it up in your brain. The
documentary defense.
It's on a documentary that I don't even remember watching.
All right, you idiots. He tried to kill himself by jumping off a bridge.
Tried. Bridge, not building.
Different incident.
You guys are pathetic.
Tried.
Move on.
Is that the most ridiculous argument of all time? It sounds like three 13-year-olds
yes.
sitting around.
Have some professionalism, yes, okay? You don't need to be arguing about petty things on the air.
Did they know
I
they were
never
on the air?
Stoop.
Did they just think they were still in a break talking about something? All right, there's the hard line in what is known as the okay, Milli Vanilli conversation.
Corby insisting on something being true.
Yeah, jumped off a building.
And he's fighting that hard for it, yet also yelling at you at the same time that who effing cares?
Who cares?
Gosh.
Oh, man. Okay, that's a waste of time. And so is candidate number three. This is Matt McLaren. He makes a lot of noises. Tip sheet, you have all sorts of examples of this, what he does during the invasion. You guys have made a lot of drops of just the random noises that Matt will make. Yeah, so... Yeah, he does that just from time to time as he's, you know, stammering between words or something. But this one he was doing on purpose, and he drove everyone absolutely insane by making cat noises.
So it kind of sounds like he got this delivery service partner within this job, within this radius, so that he could steal what he thinks is his cat back.
Interesting. So he's just grabbing him. I like it.
Just snatch the cat. And there, I mean, there's full video of him. Calmly picking it up, putting it under his arm.
He's kind of walking off.
Walking off.
And he thinks it's his.
That's the story. They think it's his.
Are they going to put the cat on the stand?
Right. You have to get testimony.
It's the cat on the stand.
No. Does the cat will hold you in contemptive court.
Oh, okay.
Gosh. Hey, guys.
Wow.
Hey, guys.
We let the first one go.
God, you bring up a
it's Friday. Y'all back off.
I'm going to need you to back
yeah,
off.
Yeah, that's got to stop, too.
Oh, my God.
I need you two to chill out, all right?
I do a good cat. Mm. You raise your right paw.
Right. Does he put it on like a bag of catnip? Right, you have to put his paw on
that? Is that the Bible?
Right. Or does he have to swear to Cat Jesus so that he will not tell a lie?
Who do you belong to? He just kind of points the paw. Point your paw at your owner. Oh, stop!
No. No.
Seriously.
Southwest.
Golly.
Jeez. Wow.
58 meows in there. All right, so is it Bob, or is it the hardline Milli Vanilli argument, or is it Matt the Cat? 888-787-1310. Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Oh, hi, users.
Hey, triple fake tiger.
You know who I wish could be listening to me talk on the emergency break right now?
Who's that?
My cat, Thibodeau. Meow.
Okay, thanks. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Hey, is Gordon there?
Gordon is here.
Gordon, I love you.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Give me number two, please.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Calling from the moon?
You're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, human.
Hey, human.
Vaginal slice, born.
I knew it. I knew that voice.
Dang it. Hello. You're on ticket radio. Who wins the e-break?
What is that guy getting out of this? He's been doing it for 25 years.
No, I'm the guy who calls up.
How
and
is
does
he
that.
Getting ahead in life every Friday by doing that?
Because he gets a little rush by this very reaction, and he lives for it.
Yep. Hey, you're on the ticket. Yeah, who wins?
Yeah, I was just wondering if it was Carlos Baerga and Richie Sexton by chance.
No, good guesses, though. Thank you for the call. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins e-break?
Come on your radio.
Oh,
unreal.
Natalie Maines.
Hi, Jesus. Well, y'all, another tech debacle in the Natty last night.
Yeah, too bad.
It was a debacle.
Yeah. Typical tech. But yeah. Hey, I want to go ahead and blame it on the rain and vote for the hard line, just so you know. And y'all have a happy LBJ in the storm drain.
God, his voice is changing over the years as he gets older.
Once again, what is he getting out of it?
Us laughing. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I'd like to vote for Matt grabbing by the pussycat McLaren.
Okay. Thank you for your vote.
Thank you very much. Hello, you're on the ticket. Oh, gosh. Hi, you're on the ticket. AM, FM, and the stream.
Hey, guys. Happy Friday. I will take the hard line, please.
See, folks, right there. That's all you need to do. Just vote for who you like. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins e-break?
Is this sports?
This is sports.
Let me get the hard line.
Okay, thank you. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
I'm going to vote for Matt the Cat.
Okay, thank you very much. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yes, I'd like to vote for the hard line.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner.
Yes.
One of the dumbest arguments of all time.
So literally now we are 38 years down the road and he's never sang one of these songs live?
Yeah. Hopefully he remembers the words.
Think about how long that is.
Did you say Rob jumped off a building?
Is that what happened? I know Rob's dead.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he had like a accidental overdose.
Dude, he committed suicide. 100%. It's in the documentary. Now, I may have got the building thing wrong, but he killed himself.
I believe the death was ruled accidental,
okay.
Corby.
Not
accidental overdose.
Not a chance.
Alcohol and prescription pills.
While he
was in rehab in Germany.
So, jumping off a building. In your investigation, you found proof of suicide.
Shamed into suicide.
Now, did you share these findings with the cops, Sherlock?
I don't know what the defense of Milli Vanilli suicide suddenly is 40 years down the road.
I was curious about the jumping off the building thing.
I loved it so much.
And
so
then I find out my radio hero lied to me.
Maybe according to Corby, he overdosed and then fell off the top of a building.
There you go. And I say he jumped.
When he was falling unconscious.
The rehab center was at the 100th floor of a skyscraper.
There you go.
And, you know, he's making that up. And
just like Corby makes everything up.
Man, if I can't believe you, Corby, about Milli Vanilli's suicide message.
Milli Vanilli, what are we arguing about? Whoever cares? Idiots. I work with idiots.
We didn't make stuff up.
I didn't make it up either. I thought he did.
You thought he did. And you made it up in your brain.
Documentary defense.
Was that a documentary that I don't even remember watching?
All right, you idiots. He tried to kill himself by jumping off a bridge.
Tried. Bridge, not building.
Different incident.
You guys are
tried.
Move on.
And that went on like another minute.
Really?
Yeah.
Kept going.
It just kept going and going. Never stopped.
I think Bob is the biggest smartass at the station. Low-key.
Sherlock?
He's low-key the biggest smartass at the station when he gets
really?
Riled.
How'd you tell that to a
moron,
Sherlock?
Dog? You share this with the police, Sherlock?
Oh, man, great. That's funny. All right, so give one each to Davey and Corby and Bob. What does that do to their totals?
Yeah, since we don't have a column for three idiots, we'll just give Davey 27, Bob 52, and Corby at 99.
Oh, wow. Boy. That's a big one.